Welcome to Evil Table Talk with Ollie and
Emeka.
Okay, right. So today's topic is, would you prefer to give your child an Igbo name as a first name or an English name as a first name?
Oof. All right, and I'm shaking like that because it goes into a lot, right? Some would say, okay, I want to give my child a native name, an African name, right? But others would say, oh, I don't want my kid to, or my child to feel neglected from the Western world of comforts. Inde bangase, owenbe wanshi, right? Umunila owenbanshi. And ebanshi, igai ma, ebe, madushi, yama, onaha nahaya, aha nile anaza, na ji uwanile, and ona kuji anwa, ebanshi. So, ogungase, o dempa kamadu, wene aha Igbo, or kamadu ji native name, ebe, na na nea shibia, o dempa. Ima okane takri, inwe I aha Igbo, right? It wasn't popular.
Before, it wasn't popular.
Yeah.
You know, people would make fun of.
You had the African
it was,
scratcher.
It was hard to.
You had all of it.
It was hard to pronounce.
Yeah.
It was just, you know.
It was messy.
And then sometimes you even end up by just going by a nickname because it's just so hard.
Ikechukwu turns to IK. Obina turns to O. Emeka turns to E. No, Nechukwu, but bo, imo to umo Africa shifuta.
Yeah, definitely. Time I know, wow, you know, all the Iche from, you know, before. You know, and I think also just with, so for more, I definitely would like to give my child an Igbo name.
Okay. All right.
And my reason being, you know, aside from the negative that comes with it, which is like, you know, like, you know when the teacher is about to call your name because you're struggling. Oh my God. No, seriously, I remember like
if I
all my life in school, you know, like I know when the teacher's struggling to say Olomachi. It's all in her face, like she's struggling, you know, and then, like I just raised my hand like Olomachi.
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, do you have a nickname?
Literally.
So it's just, but my thing is like, aside from that part. For more, Achominye, you know, Umamo, Ahibo, because Achominye, yeah. You know, Igbo name, because to me, it's a sense of identity.
Yes.
You know, and the thing is, there are names, you know, Odioglogo is long.
Odioglogo,
but the thing is that the meaning, though, is strong. Like Ogomachi is the good work of God. That meaning.
Yeah.
So they're just different names. Mm. You know, like Chukwuemeka, God has done well. Chidimma, God, you are good. Ah. You know, like the names.
Chimdindo.
Yes, my God is alive.
Chimdindo, like, man.
The names are so, it's so meaningful, it's so deep that
to me,
I see it as even a gift to my child. Like, I'm starting you off on a good note by giving you this good name on your journey in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how I see that.
I
feel like, honestly, my name, like, I truly believe, like, even just some of the favors I've gotten in life. Mm. Yes, God, trust in God.
Yeah, yeah.
But that name that I was given, something came with it as well.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And I feel like also it's a sense of identity because, you know, the kids, they're born, like, in a whole different country. You know, yes, we're Igbo, we're Nigerians.
Africa, I'm more Nigerian.
You know, so it's like a thing where, like, you know, ragging in America. And it's like with that name, it's like an identity, like a root, like, okay, this is where my lineage leads to, yes. You know?
That's true.
Because, and that's the thing, so even if they don't know any other word in Igbo, at least they know what their name means, yeah. You know? Yeah, sure. And at least they know, you can't run away from that.
No.
You can't run away from that. Yeah. I mean, unless you can go change your name if you want, but the thing is, like, you cannot run away from that name because it carries such a deep meaning, yeah. And it sets you apart.
Right.
You know? It sets you apart. Mm. And to me, like, sometimes, like, that can come off as a bad thing because, yo, you want to belong. But the thing is, like, I feel like it builds character.
It builds character.
You know?
Early, in those stages.
It builds character.
Middle school.
Yeah, it builds character. It's like, yeah, this is my root, you know? This is where I can trace. This is where my people are from. Yeah. You know, this is where I'm from, mm-hmm. You know? So to me, like, That's that. So more, I'm a cho in your hand, you know. I think also it won't be as bad, you know, as our experience was, because we're in a time where, like, you know, honestly, I feel like the new generations are way less ignorant than our generation. They're smarter. They're wiser. Like, they're more exposed.
Spanish, Ebenezer, right? But how can I say, oh, I'm here by South Africa, I'm here by Ghana, I'm here by South Africa.
Umwaka, with
Afrobeats, you know, mm-hmm. enjoying themselves.
And even, it's funny, people are even, Lecrae literally just, you know, found out his ancestry. And he says that he's like half like Nigerian, Ghana or something like that,
yeah.
And people are like more open to just even learning more about, like, you know, their ancestry, right. You know, it's not a taboo thing anymore, mm-hmm. where, you know, being a foreigner is a terrible thing. Now it's almost like being different is like the new in thing now, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. that's how I see it.
All them back, all my kind, na ma, Indian na mumu, right?
Mm-hmm.
In my generation, I literally mumu, Indian na mumu, anytime.
Mm-hmm.
All them back, I ma say, ahain, na niya, diki kuro, na niya watake, ndumadu, nime jeha.
Yes, yeah.
Nime wanke hana bata. Nime ya, ona niya kwa, morale.
Mm-hmm.
Kamado ma say, you know what? Achomiga uzoke, nundum. Nina onwe bem shibia, onwe aha nenyem, and aha mbu, God's will is this, is that, is powerful work, it's a job well done.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And
definitely,
it's a reassurance of wisdom. I think every single native name, if I can just kamepe ukukaha, every native name,
mm-hmm.
right, African name, mm-hmm. it's important, you know? And aha nile, Ainaza, Leanya si, only him basa chuku, only him basa the creator.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful in its nature.
Yeah.
You know, so Ogwem, you know, that's what I'm gonna give both to. And then you know, mwa aha Igbo.
Definitely, yes.
Confirm.
Yes. Definitely. Yeah. So thank you for tuning in to today's table talk. And we would definitely love to hear your thoughts. So, Gwani.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep.